Blog Talk Radio.
He is a brother, and y'all know I don't normally bring brothers on, but I feel the information that he is going to share with us tonight is going to be very useful and helpful to black women and black people in general, period. So anyway, brother's name is High Priest, and he will be on in just a second. Let's see here. We have some business to take care of, so I am going to play a brief commercial, and we will be right back. And I hope everyone that can will be joining me and Diva Mama on this cruise that we're going to give you some information on in just a few moments. So hold tight, and we'll be right back.
Hi. This is Tanya K. Freeman, affectionately called Diva Mama Tanya, and I'd love for you to join me and my beloved on a retreat cruise to the Bahamas the weekend of October 29th and November 1st. Celebrate awakening the diva within. Enjoy life-changing seminars and belly dance rituals on Coco Cay Island. Invite your significant other to participate in embracing the sacred masculine. Then join us again as we share our views on the beauty and the power of sacred intimacy. Contact Alicia at 877-227-5184 or visit wombshaman.com. That's WOMBSHAMAN.com. Relax, renew, refresh on this extraordinary journey.
Welcome to the Black Womaniverse. You are listening to, again, Black Womaniverse, and this is your host, Seek Wisdom. Shortly, we will be joined by our brother by the name of High Priest. I don't know if everyone has had a chance to look at some of the videos that the brother is on, but he is on YouTube, and I think the name that he's posting some of his videos is Words That Manifest. So if you have a moment, you know, either if you haven't viewed them before the show, either during the show or after, more so after, go check the videos out. He has some very good information, and you would definitely want to hear some of what he has to share. All right, our brother is on the line, so I'm going to go ahead and open up the line. High Priest, is that you?
Yes, it is. Peace to you. How are you?
Peace, peace. How are you?
I'm doing well.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get into, you know, some of the information that we're going to share tonight. Can you let the, you know, the listeners know a little bit about yourself and how you came into some of the information that you'll be sharing with us tonight?
Okay, well, be happy to. First of all, I'd like to always give honor and praise to the Divine Mother of the Universe, to the ancient goddesses known and unknown, to the ancient gods known and unknown, to the ancient ancestors known and unknown, and to you that are here online listening to me speak tonight, called Return of the Ancient Ones, that which is all of us, Return of the Ancestors known and unknown. I just greet you all in peace. Well, it all started for me in 1991 when I was, I asked for truth. When I was in my room, I was tired of being lied to. I was tired of being misinformed about a lot of things that I was brought up on. And I just went to myself and asked myself, I want to know the truth. I wanted to know the real information to help out people, no matter how much it hurt, no matter, you know, how bad it would be, so that I can help the people. And I had got a phone call, and a brother asked me, did I want to become a Mason? So in 1991, I was initiated into an Egyptian mystery system. And when I first heard the teachings of the Great Mother, that was it. And it sparked me to do more research and study and do what I'm doing now. So that's how that got started.
Okay. All right, since you just touched on the fact that you had become a Mason, can you explain to our listeners what exactly is a Mason and what does it mean to be a Mason?
Okay, well, the original term of Mason from my ancient ancestors, from the ancient Kemet, the original term Mason meant Ma son or mother son. That every child is born on a 90-degree angle in their mother's womb, and every child stands on the square, which is representation of their mother's womb. We also know from our own biological birthing, that is the first word or language a child speaks when they say is ma or mama. That is the first God we have always known of. The first God we've been connected to was our mother. The one who we run to when we are frightened is our mother. The one who we run to when we wasn't feeling good is our mother. When we needed comforting, when we needed someone to console us, it was always our mother. And also when someone, when we did wrong, the one that terrified us was mama. So this goes all the way back to just in nature we find these things, which is natural to us. It was a natural way of life. Our mother was the first ancestor that we started deifying as a deity was our mother. She was the first ancestor. She was the first one deified, represented as life, death, rebirth, healing, wisdom, etc., always came through our mothers. We call Earth Mother Earth. We call the universe a womb. We call nature mother. We call mathematics mother wisdom. We call our original tongue mother tongue. We call a ship, the largest ship, mother ship. To work a computer, you need to use the motherboard. In electricity, you have the mother load. So everything denotes back to her. In all our original languages, it originates to mama. And no matter what language anyone says or speaks, you always hear that word ma crystal clear.
Right. The thing I found in some of my studies that I found very ironic, but it's truth, is that in most ancient languages or indigenous languages, I'll say that, the word for mother always equated to God.
That's right.
It always meant God. Now,
that's right.
I first ran across you by way of a video called No Dicks Allowed. Now,
yes, and I also wanna...
Yeah, I was like, No Dicks Allowed? What type of shit is this? But then I was like, wait a minute, you know, I like little, you know, off-the-wall stuff because I can find information in it. So I was like, let me watch this. I'm looking, I'm like, what? So, you know, some of the listeners may not have gotten a chance to view that video. So can you go into the basis of the reason why you made that video? I think I know why you made the video, and I guess I'll preface it with this question. What are you seeing out here in terms of the information being given to us about our history that a lot of people know, mainly that men know, that they're not sharing with women? And I think that question will lead you off into the No Dicks Allowed video, right?
Yes, that definitely would.
Okay.
Also would like to give a shout-out to my brother, Priest Moshe, who put the DVDs on YouTube, giving me the exposure. I want to give him a shout-out and thank him for that. Well, the reason why men today do not want to share about the woman and the real power of the woman is because of they still have an inferiority complex or an inadequacy complex dealing with the real truth of who they really are. In order to talk about the woman, they really have to explain themselves. So in order to continue to feel powerful or still in control, they have to keep those teachings of the woman hidden. And it's sad. One evening, another brother of mine was talking, and he was talking to another brother, and he was happening to talk about, well, the male is this, and the male is that, and the man is the head, and all powerful things come out of the male, which kind of really ticked me off. So the next day, that's when we did the class, No Dicks Allowed, and you can hear the anger in my voice because I was so angry and disgusted how brothers who have known the truth about the woman still hides her, still refuse to teach the truth about her. We've been suffering for so long. We've been suffering because we have not been taught the truth about the woman. This is why we suffer. It has always been said, even the Honorable Elijah Muhammad mentioned that to teach a man was to teach an individual, but to teach the woman was to teach the nation. I've even talked to some brothers and sisters in the Moorish temple, and in a questionnaire, I think it's 15, it asks, what was the purpose of the Moorish temple? And the answer is to uplift fallen humanity, and you will see Prophet Noble Dr. Ali on the questionnaire holding a woman in his arms with humanity on her womb. So everyone had a concept and understanding that to raise the nation, first must be the woman must be raised to raise a nation. For the word nation came out of the word NATO, means to be born, and it also means woman. So that's why I got so displeased. So I had to come on down and say, hey, no dicks allowed. Our ancestors never gave honor nowhere to a male. If they did honor the male, it's because he was the son of his mother, and he carried on her works, and he carried on her wisdom. Even when you see Osiris, who sits on the throne, who named one of his names means heir of the throne, you'll always see Isis and Nephthys behind him. And you'll see Isis headdress with the same throne image that he sits on because she represents the power behind him. So this is why I came out, you know, bringing this information so that our sisters, women all around the world can finally realize and see their greatness. Because if a man is constantly beating you down and telling you you're inferior, it must be something really powerful about you that he has to keep beating you down so that you don't recognize the power in yourself.
Now, the thing I recognize, and let me just preface this briefly, the way I came into the information about, you know, the great mother or and or goddess or what have you was by way of coming through the black consciousness route. And what I noticed within coming through that way is that the same way that, you know, our people claim that the man or whomever holds us down, within that same community, the black woman was being held down. It was certain things she couldn't talk about, certain things that she wasn't supposed to do in public in a certain way, you know, this is your job. You don't do this. This is a man's job type thing. And I was like, well, hold on, wait. You're doing the same thing to women that you claim that other people are doing to you. And the black woman. So I'm not understanding that. And that kind of sort of caused me to dig deeper. Certain things didn't make sense. Now, I'm bringing this up because I've witnessed when most men say the black woman is God, and, you know, you have to, in order to raise a nation, you have to put the woman up, or, you know, no nation can rise higher than these women. Some men, when they say things like that, they're saying things like that, but they don't live like that, and they're saying that to, you know, to get a whole bunch of women, you know, or they want followers. What do you have to say in reference to that?
Well, you're exactly right. Most men that do mention a little bit of the woman, it's just more so to get her to follow him and empower him and to help his movement move. Why he still keeps them ignorant of themselves. This is why it's important now that we express and continue to express how powerful the woman is, not just saying it, but also showing documentation. Because we also have to remember and think about it, if the power of the woman was not so, or if it wasn't true, why do they have so much hidden documentation on her? I mean, if it's just the case, if that's really the case, the woman is nothing. Or in the eyes of the patriarchal society, if women are considered subordinate, then why is there so much documentation through archaeology, through even through medical, the science now, through the medical profession, law, wherever you look, she has been hidden. And we're uncovering all this information with the help of the Great Mother. We're uncovering all this information and bring her back in her rightful place. Because the original man of anything was the woman, the womb man. The man, the first man with the womb, was the first man on planet Earth.
Man.
So we are very blessed and fortunate, I am truly, that I've been blessed that she has picked me out of the many. I don't care about being the first, as long as I'm in that number to return her back. And in this society, most women won't listen to a woman teach this. And we definitely know men won't teach it. So the Great Mother says, well, if you won't listen to my daughters, I'm going to use my son. So now you have to listen regardless.
Now, you mentioned documentation. So in your videos, you go into the scholarship that shows who and where the Great Mother is and who she really was. Can you begin to share some of that information with us, you know, the scholarship, some of the authors, and get into some of the details that are within some of the books that that you found helped
okay.
you to get to where you
okay.
are.
Okay, well, that's a lot
now,
of books.
I have
but
got,
one,
I, will say
what,
this, I will say this, I have purchased quite a few books that you mentioned when I first ran across your videos,
right.
and I was already deeply,
right.
you know, into what I'm doing, you know, into knowledge of self as a woman and into goddess and into the Great Mother.
Right.
But the books that you gave me actually verify information that I was, you know, getting spiritually. You know, I was like, you know, this doesn't make sense. You know, I'm feeling this type of way. And when I purchased some of the books that you recommended on a few of your videos, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. so, you know, everybody get your pens and paper or, you know, go back and listen to this show again and write these books down because these are some very, very important books. So,
yes.
Go ahead, get into some of the scholarship and tell us some of this good information.
Okay. Well, one of the great books you can study is Barbara G. Walker books. Her books is such as The Crone. That's a very detailed piece of scholarship. It really goes into the ancient goddess worship. It goes into the religions, even into society. It even goes into the why they was burning the witches. What was the reason of the witch hunt? What was the reason? Barbara G. Walker, The Crone. Barbara G. Walker's The Woman's Dictionary of Sacred Symbols and Objects. And The Woman's Encyclopedia of
Myths and Secrets.
Secrets and Sacred Myths, Barbara G. Walker. You have The I Ching of the Goddess by Barbara G. Walker, very good book. Those are very good books to get.
Now, let me
you have
you
another book by...
Let me stop you for just one brief moment.
Okay, go ahead.
Because this is another thing that people put out there and I want you to speak to. Well, we're looking up information in reference to black people or African people or Moorish people. Why are we referencing all of these European you know, authors?
Right. Well, one reason why we reference the Europeans as their studies, because we know as a people, we don't believe nothing we say anyway. So we'll rather accept what they tell us before we accept someone like who looks like us. Another reason why, because the Europeans became custodians of the ancient African wisdom. So this is why they were able to retain this information. We knew that we was going to eventually go into a deep sleep and forget the knowledge of ourselves. Before our fall, we initiated a few of the Europeans in our bloodline to carry on our work for us. So while they was writing these particular books circulating amongst themselves, eventually the ancestors made it happen that we eventually get our hands into them. So all the books that they have written were mainly directed by the ancestors, guiding them to write certain information down for us in these end days to return and get it again. So this is why we mostly reference a lot of Europeans' books, because most of our own so-called African scholars, Afrocentric scholars, were still hiding information. They still wasn't putting out the real information.
All right. I just wanted you to give your viewpoint on that particular question
right there.
So go ahead, continue with some of the books, and then we'll get into some of the information that's contained in these books.
Okay. Another wonderful piece of scholarship is The Great Cosmic Mother by Monica Sojo and Barbara Moore.
Mm-hmm.
That's another great piece of scholarship. You have... The Great Mother by Eric Newman. He wrote a very good book on The Great Mother. You have The Black Goddess and the Unseen Real by Peter Redgrove. That's another very good piece of scholarship. Very good. You have The Wise Moon by Peter Redgrove and Penelope Show. That's a very, very good piece of scholarship for anyone to have in the archives, or as we call it, the arsenals. And Vicki Noble, she has a book called The Double Goddess. And we also have what Skin Flutes and Velvet Gloves by Dr. Terry Hamilton. Also have my brothers and sisters here with me, too, so helping me out as always. So it's not just me. I have others with me that's helping in this uplifting of the woman, you know, the great mother.
Peace and love.
Tons of books. It's tons. African Woman, Original Guardian Angel by Shakumatsu Barashango. Fictional Team of the Secrets of Regeneration. The Great Red Dragon. You have all of his books are great. All of his books, Fictional Team. Of course, we don't want to forget the master Egyptologist, Gerald Massey.
Uh-huh.
The Book of Beginnings, Volume 1 and 2. Natural Genesis, Volume 1 and 2. Ancient Egypt, Light of the World, Volume 1 and 2. And if you can't get a hold of those particular books, you can find it in his one book, Gerald Massey, The Lectures. He was the first and foremost on the African wisdom. You know, he returned back these concepts back to us of Africa, the original languages. He breaks down the tribes, the clans, the different fetish symbols of the Ankh and the cross and the zodiac. He breaks all that down. These are some wonderful books. And there's so many more. There are so many more, but I think we're just giving right now just a basic way everyone, people can look
right
and start seeing for themselves.
Right, right.
And
okay,
then in
so,
those books, you can go to the...
Go ahead.
And in those books, you have a great bibliography text in those books that will lead you to other great books that they've researched on.
Okay. Well, let's
but
go
I,
ahead
but
and,
I would like to say this. I would like to say this, though. I really appreciate what you just said earlier when you was tapping into this consciousness that was already in you. And then you start reading the information, which is confirmed. That's another reason to show you that this was already in us. The divine has always been guiding us, so no one can really say, I didn't know, because there's always, no matter what we've heard, what we've done, there was always a small voice that said, hey, something ain't right. This don't make sense. And all the books were, or the texts were just guidelines. Or instruction manuals to return you back to the inner part of yourself that already knew. So we do know it all, and we do have it all. We just have to now bring it out by remembrance, and that's
okay.
Very important.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into some of the information that confirmed for you or brought you into the light and the dark.
Okay.
In terms of the Great Mother.
Well,
I have a lot of questions, but I'm sure as you start getting into some of the your resources and sharing the information, those questions will definitely pop up. And everyone who's in the chat room, thank y'all for coming out to listen to the show. If you have any questions, you can type them in the chat room, or you can call in a little later when we start taking questions. All right, brother.
Well, I have to start off with the very person who started me off in the consciousness. It's my own mother. She will always share things with me and waken me to a lot of things that at that time I was not aware of. So by the time I got initiated back into the mystery schools, a lot of things that was taught to me was like, wow, that's what mama was saying. My mother showed me that. My mother told me that. My mother told me this. She said this. So originally that's where my starting started from. Although she may not have maybe known it herself, been aware of it, but the spirit of her or the spirit in her was always directing me. So I can see that this was something I was born to do. I can see that. I know it now, but I really understand it now and understand it greatly that this is what I was supposed to do. And I thank my mother for that. And I really appreciate her. She was there. We was having a discussion about Mother's Love Tuesday. So that's really, whether you're a male or female, that's really your first love is your mother. This is the woman who nurtures us, cares for us, who we have that connection to right there in the womb. Just her and ourselves in the womb when she communicates to us. We hear that music of her rhythm from her heartbeat. We hear her voice. We can hear her sounds. We can feel when she's upset. We can feel when she's happy. And we can feel when she's being loved. We feel all that in that universe called the womb, which we are all, each one, a universe within ourselves. Come on, so any more questions? I'm enjoying this. I'm really, really enjoying it.
They're pretty much listening right now, but let's see. I'm just going to go ahead and go into what I think people should know, and I think this will lead us off into different areas as well. A lot of people don't know about what is called parthenogenesis.
Get
into some information on that. Explain to the listeners what parthenogenesis is and how that is more than likely still that it is still happening today.
Okay. Well, parthenogenesis can be traced way back, even to the pyramid walls of Kemet, India, all over, and even beyond that. Parthenogenesis is what we call today virgin birth, how women were able to produce life and still produce life by themselves today. Our ancestors always gave credit even to the pyramid walls with the great mother Isis all set when she found Osiris being chopped up. And she gathered all the pieces of him together. And she made a golden phallus. And she hovered over him and was impregnated with Heru. But the key thing more people didn't see or think about was the fact that Osiris was dead. So how was she able to get impregnated when Osiris was dead? He wasn't alive. She just put the pieces together. He wasn't living. But no one asked that main question, well, how did she become pregnant if he's dead? She made a phallus, so this phallus couldn't be alive if he wasn't living. That was our ancestors' representation of the great mother giving life by herself. Even today, women are still able to conceive life by themselves. There's tons of news articles. There's tons of even medical dictionaries where doctors, scientists are now studying where they're taking different enzymes or taking music or vibration or sun rays.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's causing the egg to generate without the male sperm. So this has been documented and it still goes on today. I have a picture where I shows on top of the woman's head, there's the third ventricle, it's called the vulva. Where she even conceives the child first in her mind. Then the child comes down into the womb. A great piece of scholarship on that would be from Dr. Ivan Van Sertima's book, Egypt Revisited. It talks about how the Africans knew that the spirit child rests upon the woman's head. And then the spirit child comes from heaven now into the womb, leaves the mental womb into the physical womb. And she gives birth. There was the movie Star Wars, which won the first one, first episode, which was, what was the first episode? Episode one of the Star Wars show. I'm thinking of trying to get a name now. Anybody remember the name of that one? But it had a title to it. Episode 2 was Attack of the Clones. Episode 3 was Revenge of the Sith. Phantom Menace. Thank you. Uh-huh. It was Phantom Menace where Anakin, Qui-Gon saw little Anakin. And Qui-Gon went to his mother and said, "Wow, your son has all these great Jedi powers. Who was his father?" And she said, "He has no father. I birthed
right.
him.
I
raised him.
That.
I gave birth to him. I raised him. And that was that." Well, in that, they will put a little bit in there of the ancient matriarchal parthenogenesis series. They put it right there in the movies as well. Even in the movie with Gabrielle Union, Jamie Foxx. Yes, forgive me, I'm trying to remember all these movies. Just watched so many. No, it wasn't all the right movies. It was, what's the name of that movie? I'll get the name of it, but it was at the dinner table. And she mentioned about keratocomas, or what they call dermoid cysts, that when the doctors pull off these cysts that they tell women is cancerous, they found eyes, bones, hair, teeth of a fetus.
Right.
So they put these things right there in the movies constantly, but because we have been unaware of it, because we have not been really taught the history of the woman, we haven't been taught the knowledge of ourselves. I'm still trying to get that movie. It was Jamie Foxx, Morris Chestnut, Gabrielle Union was in it. Breaking all the rules, breaking all the rules.
Oh,
thank you,
I got that movie right here.
Yeah, breaking all the rules. They speak of that in that movie. It's tons of movies, and we can go on for days, for years, with all the documentation that's been put out here. But parthenogenesis still goes on today. Even in the Bible, you'll read about Mary, Jesus' mother, gave birth to him through virgin birth. But what they don't tell you is that Mary's mother, Anna, gave birth to Mary through virgin birth. You'll find out in the Bible that her cousin Elizabeth gave birth to John through virgin birth.
Exactly.
There were many women in the Bible, not just one. They just give us one particular woman.
Right.
So if it happened back then, why it can't happen now? But it is happening.
Yeah, there's a lot of different cases if people actually go and research that. There's a lot of different
There's tons of them that's coming out every day. So when we watch Maury sometime, if we, you know, sometimes I watch the Maury Povich show, and when you see the young lady and they go, she's testing all these men, and they're going, not the father. We should look and say, oh, she's a hoe, or she's just sleeping around. That may be a very good case of parthenogenesis going on right before our faces. We're just not aware of it.
Now, I said I wasn't going to touch on this in this show, so we ain't going to go too deep in it. But since you mentioned parthenogenesis and the fact that women can reproduce themselves, when parthenogenesis happens, in most cases, that based on my research, in most cases when parthenogenesis happens, a woman reproduces herself, which is another woman.
Right, right.
So
That's true.
So my question is, are we all women?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are, and we can prove that. I'll just give
right,
a little bit
about,
of that.
Let's talk about a little bit of that scholarship. We're gonna go really deep into this when we do a show about womb biology and genetics. So we will be scheduling that shortly with a couple of people on the panel to discuss this, to give information to the family.
Okay.
But go ahead, go in on that.
Wow. Well, we all that have studied and done the research, we know that all fetuses in their early stages are female. From the single cell, which is an X chromosome, the mother cell tends to now go through what they would call meiosis, where she starts going through a splitting process, and she forms into another X, which is called the daughter cell. So the two X's is the mother and daughter. If mama do not start to secrete testosterone, that X stays perfect. But if she starts secreting testosterone, the X starts going through a mutation where it starts losing a leg. So the Y chromosome of a male is nothing but a degenerated X chromosome. In the Bantam Medical Dictionary, you can look it up, and you'll see the chromosomes that they originally were all X's, and then they get to the Y, and you'll see that it's actually a broken X chromosome. It's right there. It's right there, always been there. That's why males come at a later stage.
And
this
that's
is why,
also why most doctors won't give you a sonogram to determine the sex of the child until the third or fourth month.
Exactly, because they're all the same sex.
Exactly.
So every male is a female. You know, they always say, you are what you eat, well, you are what you come from, too. You're definitely that.
All right. We are speaking with High Priest tonight on Black Womaniverse. Let's see here. I got a lot of questions, and I know, you know, I could talk to you about almost anything, so I'm trying to see where to go here. We've discussed information in reference to how a lot of our historians, when they teach us history, they don't get into the fact that the ancient Rome, like before our knowledge was taken over by Europeans or taught to Europeans, when you look at Rome and ancient Greece with the Etruscans and all that, that was us, that was our knowledge,
yes.
And we were actually there in those locations. Can you speak on
exactly.
that and speak to some scholarship where people may be able to go confirm that information?
Okay. Well, one thing that we have been miseducated about is the continent of Africa. Africa, we shouldn't look at Africa as a continent, but look at Africa as a global system that connected us around the belt. We have some documentation of a 7 billion year old migration out of Africa. That meant that when our ancestors left Africa, they went all around the world at the same time. I mean, there's pyramids all here in America. There's pyramids all in North, South, Central Mexico to prove our ancestry. I also have a Time magazine. They have found pyramids in China, and behind it on the question it says, how are we going to explain this? Because in order to explain those pyramids, they have to explain the pyramid, the people that built it, which was us. And a very good book to get is What They Never Told You in History Class, by Brother Kemet Kush. He really goes in depth to show you through Rome, Greece, it was all an African civilization. And in fact, we are all an African people. We are all an African people. One of the ancient words for Africa is a Amexum. So they took the suffix and the prefix of a Amexum, A-M-E of America, and then the last words, R-I-C-A of Africa, and put it together. America is Africa. We've been home all the time. They even found Florida in geography. They found that Florida had been broken off. The part that's broken off from Florida is a part of Africa. We've been home all the time. Just like Prophet Nobhadra Ali tried to teach us in the teens and 20s, in order to change a people, you must first change their literature. So through reconstructed history, which started from 1779 up until 1854. This is when the reconstructed history of our ancient knowledge was changed over or mostly hidden from us. So it's tons of information, Stolen Legacy, I mean books by George Jim James, Stolen Legacy, that speaks of this. It's a lot of information. It just so happened that we have been getting the short end of the stick, because we were the last ones to get enslaved, but we were the greatest ones documented.
Okay. All right,
yeah.
We're going to go on a brief break. After the break, I have a few more questions, but we are going to start taking some callers. So our call-in number is 1-646-716-7675. Again, the number is 646-716-7675. If you have questions and or comments for the brother or myself, you know, give us a call, and we'll be right back.
Hey, I'd like to thank the Creator for giving me this gift, and I'd like to thank you for being reflections of this gift. Because sometimes you feel like you're by yourself up there. And no matter what anybody ever thinks. What anybody ever thinks. I still get cold when it's cold. Hungry when I'm hungry. Miss my mama when we're away. Get tired. I'm a person. And I represent you. I'd like to dedicate this song to my baby Fly. And because I am her yeye. Yeye means mother. Swahili.
Like I said, if you have questions or comments, I see a lot of comments and questions in the chat room. I know y'all are not scared to call in and ask questions or, you know, make your comments. Again, that number is 646-716-7675, and press 1 so that I will know that you have a question. High Priest, are you still with me?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
All right. I thought it was fitting for me to play Yayo.
I'm here.
It's a little slow, but that's Erica, you know, yay yo. Anyway, you mentioned something that I want to touch on. You mentioned that even some people in our community know this information and won't teach it, you know, publicly, or won't teach it to women. Can you touch on that?
Okay. Well, the reason why a majority of our leaders in our community don't want to touch on or teach on the power of the woman is the fact of that most of them have been part of Masonic orders where they can't or won't share the truth. In other words, we call them government agents. They're getting paid under the table to keep us still suppressed, especially the woman. And that truth will have to eventually just come on out. We have to come on out and say it as it is. Those that know the truth, and we got tons of documentation, DVDs, videotapes of others speaking, won't reveal it because they're getting paid not to. It stops them. It stops their flow of money. And we also got to remember that our leaders that we look to as leaders are handpicked by the very oppressors that want to continue to oppress us. And that's the truth. How can all this time you know these different things? For instance, you have brothers that will go to Mecca, make their Hajj. We had a class and we were showing documentation. And you go to the Kaaba that's ruled by men. All you see is men. At one time it was the goddesses, it was the priestesses that ruled the Kaaba. When they go behind that veil, they're given honor and kissing a womb. How can you go to Mecca and see that greatness and not come back and tell your people? Because, again, our leaders have been handpicked to keep us suppressed.
A lot of people don't really know what the cobblestone is or what it looks like. Like, they've heard of the cobblestone being the center of, you know, Muslim faith, but they don't really know what the cobblestone is. They don't know where the Quran came from, and a lot of people don't know whom Muhammad really was and where he came from. Can you speak to that?
Right. Well, Prophet Muhammad was actually, before he became a follower of Allah, was a follower of Allat, the goddess, the moon goddess. He came from the Quraysh tribe, which was nothing but an ancient matriarchal system. Matter of fact, his wife Khadijah taught him and brought him into the knowledge of the Great Mother. So when anyone read the Quran, which came from the goddess core, all biblical texts have goddesses' names. All cities have goddesses' names. When you go back and you read and go into the history of Muhammad, you'll find out he was honoring the goddess. At the turn point, he started going back into Mecca. You may have read before where he would go down, he was tearing all the idols and breaking them down because they were people worshiping the idols. What he was really destroying was ancient goddess worship. He wanted to destroy that to bring in the new male patriarchy, Allah. All Islamic faiths that carry the crescent moon, they all know that that moon denoted the Great Mother. That moon ties into her menstrual or moonstrual cycle. It's feminine. Even in Arabic, the word for sun is al-shams, and it's feminine. Matter of fact, the sun is shaped like an egg. The moon is egg-shaped. The earth is egg-shaped. When a woman is pregnant and she's in her seventh, eighth, ninth month, you really can see her belly forms an egg. So here it is, ancient goddess worship that's been suppressed. She's finally returned. The Great Mother has always been here, and those that she had chosen to even bring her back piece by piece still didn't do that. So now she's angry, so she's coming on out now. And sisters, always, I want you to remember this too, for any sisters that's listening, to show that you are really Mother Earth. When you are pregnant, you always see that line across your belly. We call that the equator. You are Mother Earth. You are Mother Earth. So we just have to study you the measurements of you, and then we'll come to know all things. Because I can't know who I am without knowing who you are.
You know, in reading the book, The Great Red Dragon, I noticed two things. The first thing is the beginning of the book. The beginning of the book has some information I don't necessarily agree with. I don't agree with the majority of the first 30 pages. Some of it, yeah, but most of it, no. And, you know, you and I discuss why. It kind of sort of teaches that we shouldn't have sex, and I don't agree with that.
Right.
That's the first thing I saw. The second thing I saw was that, let me see if I can find the page, but it speaks about the ways that men can get back to the origins is to go back from where they came from. And you just touched on it when you said study her.
Right. Exactly. That's how we come to know everything. We come to know ourselves, the makeup of our bodies, the makeup of the universe, is by studying the woman. Even with the sonograms, when mothers go and get the sonogram done, when they look inside the womb, you can actually see stars, planets. All these things is going on inside the womb of that child. Hilton Seaman, in his one of his books called The Kingdom of Heaven, he mentions that you can study a fetus and understand the makeup of the universe inside the mother's womb. That's the true universe. That's where all the essences come from. Back to a little bit of the Quran. In the Quran, it says that Allah created himself out of the triple darkness of the universe. Well, that triple darkness of the universe is nothing but the womb. Even the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that Allah made her womb a replication out of the womb which he has come. So even the gods was given birth by the Great Mother. So we study the woman. We'll study the whole universe. We study the mysteries of God, for she is the key to God, which is ourselves.
Okay.
She is the essence.
Go ahead.
She is the essence. Another thing that has not been taught publicly is that no man can come to the true knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of himself without knowing who the woman is. You have brothers, and you have some sisters I've heard, but mostly come from brothers say, well, I have 360 degrees of supreme knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. But you can have 360 degrees of supreme knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, again, if you do not know who the woman is. Because when she gets ready to give birth to us, and when she forms, when she gets to her 10th centimeter, her womb forms a circle. Her womb forms a circle. We have medical books. We have tons of documentation that if her womb forms a circle and she is the circle, then no man can say they have complete wisdom and knowledge without having the wisdom of her. It's impossible. She is the essence. She is the secret, or she is the sacred one where wisdom and knowledge issues forth. That's why in Numbers, they don't even count 0 to 9 anymore. It's, in mathematics, the highest numbers is from 0 to 9. They always start at 1 and leave the 0 out because the 0 is where all numbers come out of. It is the womb. It is the beginning. It is the origin, the source. It is what we call the opening of the mouth of God. It is the womb. It's documented.
All right, I'm going to go to the phone lines to see if we have any questions.
Okay.
Let's see here. We have a caller from area code 253. Pieces.
Hello?
Peace. Did you have a question or a comment?
Peace.
Oh, I'm just listening in.
Okay. All right, we are going to go to the next line. We have a caller from 708 area code. Could you let us know who you are and let us know if you have a question or comment? 708. Okay. 347. Is that Sister Earth? Okay, I guess you're not ready for a question yet. We also have private or Skype caller. Could you let us know who you are and where you're calling from?
Yes, I can. Highest goddess vibrations.
Peace.
What a pleasure to hear another brother in the heights of awareness and reality.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You're a treasure, a gem.
Thank you. So are you.
Thank you. What was your inspiration and motivation and revelation that brought you to this consciousness?
As always, a search for truth. My search for truth and having sincerity of wanting to know the truth and to share the truth, not wanting to learn the truth and just have someone look at me or honor me. I never wanted that and don't want that. My search for truth led me to this. And when I found her, there was no turning back.
Mm.
Matter of fact, in the book, Hitler and Tima wrote called The Mysterious Sphinx, he talk about truth, and it says, once you have seen the truth, which is the goddess, she has now deprived you of your last illusion.
Ooh.
That once you have seen the truth and now know it is her, there's no turning back. That's committing suicide. And, you know, and my love for my people and people in general has been searching for truth and been hearing people always say, I'm sure if you all have heard, man, when somebody going to come on and finally tell us the truth? When somebody going to come on and really give us the real deal without sugarcoating or messing us around? So when I found the truth and I asked the goddess, I said, if it be your will, I will teach this. I will go to the ends of the earth and teach and prove that you are the foundation. And when she gave me the permission to do so, and she gave it to me through my mother, most of you all may wonder why I'm called High Priest. Well, that came from my mother. Every time my mother would see me in my dreams, she's passed on, she would always say, hey, baby. She always called me her baby. But then she started calling me a high priest, and I was like, why are you calling me the high priest? She said, that's who you are. You are a representative of the great mother, the great high priestess. You are now been told to be her representative and teach the wisdom. Tell them that we're returning. Tell them that we're coming back. Teach them what we tell you to say, don't add or take away, that we can be manifestors and representatives of you to prove that we're coming back and that we sent you and many others, because it's going to take a lot of us to finally come on out with this truth. Most times people are afraid to share because they're afraid of what people will think about them, or they're afraid of what's going to happen to them. Well, nothing can happen to you when you're in truth. You're protected. It's only when you're not dealing with the truth can all harm come to you.
That's the truth.
That is what it is, ma'am. It is the truth.
You know, when Seek Wisdom asked my name, I didn't give it. But on my lips, the lips of the goddess, came High Priestess. I had no idea that you would speak this in my consciousness of your mother and your message. But that is who I came as tonight, as High Priestess. And I thank you.
Thank you for
your revealing more and for standing in peace and in... You're there. I mean, you have arrived wherever arriving is. You have arrived. And any brother that has any sense listen to you and Reverend Majati and the few others that I've become aware of, because they will only be better for it. And may your journey be continue to be more glorious in every step and every word that you take and speak.
Well, thank you.
You are welcome.
I thank you.
I thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sis.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's see. We have another caller with their hand up, area code 414. Could you let us know who you are and where you're calling from?
Peace. This is Queenie Fama. I'm calling from the Midwest. Wisconsin, to be in particular. Hello, everybody. How are you?
Fine.
Hotel.
And you? Doing well.
I'm great, brother. It's good to hear you. And I just have a question. I want to kind of rewind a little bit back to the Prophet Muhammad and the fact that, you know, you spoke to, you know, the original worship that he partook in was of the god, the female god. You know, and Sikh knows
right.
I don't use goddess.
Right.
And so, you know, it's amazing, and I this is what I'm questioning, is why would he turn away from that? You know what I'm saying? I mean, my question always goes back to, if this is something that you've been doing and something that
right.
you was taught to do, what would right. make you decide or make a decision that you no longer wanted to adhere to that? I have two scenarios.
Right.
One, well, I only have one scenario, actually. It may branch yeah. off into other areas. But the one scenario would, to me, would only be that you were jealous in some sort of way, and that this has some Greek and Roman overtones or European influences or some kind of stuff like that of homosexual type mentality,
right.
which is also found in the Christian religion, that it literally became an issue of hating the mother.
Wow. Well,
and my
wow.
question is always, why is that? Do you have an yes. answer for that for me, brother? I'd appreciate it.
Well, you know, I'll answer to the best that I can. As the matriarchy and the matriarchal system was growing in power, the Divine Mother's sons became jealous
mm-hmm.
of her influence over the people mm-hmm. and also their influence over to control things.
Mm.
So the patriarchal system was kind of used as a political tool to overthrow. First, we had to, since mm-hmm. the woman is the original landowner, since the mm-hmm. woman was the original teacher, since the woman mm-hmm. was the original healer, they had to intermarry with her to
mm-hmm.
take over.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing about the matriarchal system, I'm sure we'll be having a discussion on that too, is that we have to come and realize that even though the woman was powerful, yes,
mm-hmm.
she was a life giver. As time went on, the women started taking the goddess teachings to an extreme where the
mm-hmm.
men were put down. We were a part
mm-hmm.
of you. And we started being to a point where the man couldn't rule this without this, or the man couldn't do that. So out of their anger and jealousy, they overthrew the great mother. And then they started ruling over the women. The
mm-hmm.
same way when some sisters, not all, but when some women hear this kind of wisdom, they get this and they want to go back and beat their man down again. Well, I'm the goddess. You go to open the door for me, pull out a chair for me, which is all good.
Mm-hmm.
This is one reason why the great mother, the divine mother, told me, she said, I want you now to teach my daughters and sons they are now both equal because you both come from me. That way I would never be overthrown again.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to now come to understand that I come from you, and that you come from the womb. I honor you because you're from the womb. You honor me because I'm from the womb. And then we can go together now. Instead of being one over the other, we can do it together. For we are one. We are one.
Okay. Okay. Can I ask another question? Because maybe you just kind of helped me morph into the second part of this. You know, because there are various snafus in nature. And, you know, you've heard many homosexuals say that they were born that way. And as I said, you know, you can have tigers, and your tigers got orange and black stripes, but every now and then you'll get a white tiger. Still
right.
A tiger, but, you know, kind of genetically deficient. Something's wrong with it.
Right.
So back to the original point I was making. Do you think that at some point in the worship of the quote-unquote goddess or the female god, the Almighty, the numero uno, that in that giving of birth, she happened to birth some snafus over the years, you know, centuries or millenniums or whatever. And these snafus having those feminine feelings and things like that, perhaps this is the group that got those jealous feelings and decided, simply because they were men with the testosterone as well, that were stronger, that when they got to a certain point, they wanted to take over, and perhaps this is one of the Muhammads.
Right.
What do you think about that?
Well, that's a good, very good question.
That's a theory.
Well, the first,
you know,
question is, in nature, you will never find any homosexuality in nature. You will never find that that was a man-made, dominating control system to control a group of men. Most the men at the time of the patriarchal system, they wanted so much control that they would screw each other. They didn't want to have nothing to do with the womb, and it goes all the way down to religion where men are celibate. Nowhere in Africa or all around the world would you find a priest being celibate. Why they honored the womb so much, we understood that our connection to the divine was through the woman. That if we want to work magic or we want to work power, we have to be one with the woman. We want the wisdom, we have to be one with the woman. That was man-made. Even children that claim that they're born with it, no child is born gay. Usually it's born, they're born with one hormone over the other, and that can be balanced out with the proper medication.
See, the reason I come to that theory is because, you know, Dr. Amos Wilson, who's my teacher and mentor and my scholar, the guy I listen to a lot and read a lot about, he brought that particular scenario up, or brought that particular issue up, that it is possible due to the fact that when the original human being from in his earliest form is female, and that somewhere along the passages that the male child didn't fully develop psychologically and even in some physical aspects as a testosterone-filled male.
Right.
He literally had the same feelings and insides as the female desires or whatever, you know, however that's shaped.
Right.
But and that's why it's so easy for them to get into that particular frame of mind, is because they have that core within them, which is that snafu in nature. That, you know, that's why I figured, you know, in my theory that could be possible, and why the goddess or the mother god was eventually subjected and literally conquered in a way of speaking physically by you know, stronger type males.
All right. Well, that's what Dr. Amos Wilson was, a master teacher, no doubt. And that's why I also mentioned that at the time you may have the mother may have secreted more of testosterone than androgen or estrogen. And they would actually balance that out a lot of times chemically. They would take certain chemicals to kind of balance that out. Even circumcision was primarily used for that. Circumcision, they say, was used just to keep the male's penis clean, but it was also to help him not revert back, to keep him male. Because at one time, although we are all female, but at one time on this planet and all planes, there were nothing but women here. So the man was kind of like grafted from her and genetically grafted to stay, to remain a male, to bring a different variation, a change.
Now, Queenie Fama, I'm going to jump in here for a moment. I have a question. Now, this question kind of sort of is going to end up being something we delve deeper into on the womb genetics and biology, but since you just touched on it, we discussed earlier when I asked the question, are we all female?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And technically the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But then let's go all the way back and talk about the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Who and what was the first female?
Mm-hmm.
What would her anatomy have looked like?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first female anatomy would look like she would have breasts, she would have the vagina, but her clitoris would be elongated to be a fully formed penis. She had both organs walking up and down the earth with both organs and wasn't considered a freak, but absolutely free male.
So it really wasn't a penis. It was a clitoris that the man got.
A clitoris that elongated.
Right, an elongated and clitoris that they called a penis. I don't know where they got that word from.
Exactly.
They come up with that.
Exactly. We had a class before called, the title of the class we did before was called The Phallus or the Goddess, where I showed through drug masters ancient about the world that the phallic worship was originally to the goddess.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then we went deeper into our information to show how the male came about. The great mother said, wow, I have this other part of me that I want to love and to experience. So she started going through experimentations by her being a scientist, was able to extract it from herself and brought forth her son. But originally, she still carries both. Even in the medical profession today, every female baby that's born, they go through some type of circumcision. They cut the clitoris to a point where it doesn't grow out fully so that you would never know that she was one and the all.
Now, I have another caller with their hand up. So, Queen of Fama, let me know if you have another question a little later. I'm going to go ahead to a different caller that's been waiting on the line for a moment. All right.
Well, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
No problem. No problem.
Let's see here. All right. We have a caller from area code 313. Could you let us know who you are and where you're calling from?
Peace, blessings, and Black Power family. This is Brother Ja calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Peace, Brother John. How
peace,
you doing?
Peace to you.
Peace and blessings. I'm doing very well. I can't complain at all. Peace to the high priest and peace to all the queens on the line as well.
Peace, brother. Appreciate it.
No doubt, no problem, brother. I have a question for you, though. As far as what you were just talking about, now, from the research and study that I have done, is that it shows me that the first being was neither male nor female. It was more of an asexual being.
That's exactly what we just finished discussing.
Okay, well, let's go back to the parthenogenesis.
I'm sorry, you can't repeat that.
She was female. She was female. See, what a lot of these books do, they tell us it was neither male nor female. But everything,
right.
Even the Kabbalion, by the period of history, it states that everything has a gender. If it came from anything that manifests or comes to manifest, comes from the unmanifested first. So if it comes from the unmanifested, which is feminine, it has to manifest itself through that. Because when you look at the elements, even in Hebrew, they call the three mother letters, Aleph, Shem, and Mem. Air, water, fire is called the three mother letters. We know the earth is a mother. So everything was feminine. When you look at the word feminine, it's the female, man, and number nine. It's a complete composite, a single cell that's complete within itself, and that was the female. That's why everything she is to us, she's twice that. She's female, that's two. We're just male, one. She's goddess, that's two. We're just God. She's one man, two. We're just man. She's complete. And that's what we want people to understand, our brothers and sisters, is that the woman represented the complete organism to bring forth all things. Nature bestowed everything on her more so because she is the life giver. Takes nothing from us. It makes us as men stronger and more powerful when we can recognize the woman like our ancestors did. Our ancient ancestors that were recognizing the great mother, they were considered real men. She was complete. She had both in one.
No doubt.
And even in anatomy books, when you see inside the vagina, when you go inside the vagina, it's formed in the shape of a penis. And that's why our penis fits so perfectly inside of her, because she is the prototype where all came from.
No doubt, no doubt. Now, I can definitely respect how you put that. Now, I have another question for you. Now, I heard you refer to the black man as God, so you do teach that the black man is God also?
No doubt.
Okay, yeah, some of the brothers there, they'll say the black woman is God, and then sometimes, you know, I don't know if they really what kind of society they trying to build, you know, but as long as we
right.
Because I kind of see it as the black man is God and the black woman is God, and where that balance and that duality.
Well, we both are one. We both are one, and whoever she is, we are. I can't be without her.
Let me jump in here for a minute. And the reason I'm going to jump in here right at this particular juncture is because I want to put this out there with two men on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that every time, and I come into these situations all the time, it seems as though when we're trying to get clarification on one topic, and we're not shutting anybody out, but we're trying to get clarity on one topic
right.
that no one speaks about, a brother has to jump in and say, so is the man God? We're not saying that the man is that our men are less than. We're just trying to get clarity on what hasn't been taught, because these things haven't been taught. It's always been taught that the black man was God, but we don't come upon information that teaches where all life originated from. That's the part that has been hidden
right.
from us. So I want to put this out there that I'm not in a position where I need to take or anybody else needs to take anything away from men, because men came from me. Men come from me. We give life. So that would be like taking something away from ourselves. But at the same time, I want to be clear that this is some information that we're trying to get out here that has not been told. So, you know, we don't...
That's right.
We're not here to kind of sort of play any games like, you know, now that you know this, you know, it's taking something away from me. It's impossible to take something away from a man when you came from a woman.
Exactly. And that's why I just mentioned that. It's not taking us from the brothers, but we're just trying to get everyone to understand that it was the female was first and that all things come out of her. She was complete in itself. Everything has to have an origin out of which it comes from. And sometimes men, rather for it to be them, that it come out of, which there's nothing in a man to prove life came from him. We can all trace it right back to the woman. And that's why I've always say a real man, a natural man, will always recognize the woman. If he's recognizing another man, then, of course, you know, that's some unnatural things that's going on. And it can be rectified by him going back now and studying and researching, not just what they say, but what your ancestors say. I'll quote a little bit from what Brother Bobby Hemmer said one time. If you can't go back and find what you hear today of your ancestors saying it, that's some stuff that somebody made up.
That's real. Some white people made up, I can tell you.
Exactly. A lot of times what we have heard and what we do think has been made up for us.
Right.
Because science has now proven that they found nothing in the male of life. As a matter of fact, they found that everything of the male's body, his tissue and organs, is that of the female's body and of her genitalia.
Okay.
No.
We were going to say that, too, but let's go ahead and get into that.
We're going to say that one, too?
No. We're going to repeat it again on the other show, but we're going to go ahead and get into that because we have about 36 minutes left. I don't know how much time you planned on spending here tonight, but, you know, I don't want this to be a situation where people feel like we're holding back information. It's just we do have another
right.
show,
no,
and
no
we're going to specifically talk about genetics and womb biology. However, we're going to go ahead and get into some of this information, but before I ask you the question I was going to ask you, I want to make sure the brother had all of his questions answered.
Right.
I would like to ask one more question,
okay,
if I could.
Okay, sure. Go right ahead.
Okay, now the reason I'm asking these questions is because I'm just really trying to figure out what the brother exactly is teaching. But this is one thing I come into a lot, though, a problem I come into, because we know that that lineage is traced through the woman because she has the mitochondrial DNA. We almost certainly understand that. But what you just said about the male not having no life, not really giving much to it. I'm not really sure about that, because doesn't the seed actually come from the man? Isn't semen the seed itself? And isn't that why it has life?
Okay.
It's a tadpole with intelligence. And that's the only problem I got with that sometimes. So I got to kick that. I'm just wondering what you think about it, brother.
Okay. In the book of Seasonal Regeneration by his own team.
Can
in his book,
he book
states.
And the author again, briefly?
Hilton Hotema, brother. Hilton Hotema, The Secrets of Regeneration.
Okay.
No doubt.
In that book, and in many books, we have tons of documentation. It states that doctors have studied and found out that in the woman's body now, she primarily produced a lot of acid in the blood, when originally her body makeup was full alkaline. So because of the degeneration of the air she'd been breathing and the degeneration of just in her thinking more so, let's just say her thinking, she has now produced more acid in the blood where the male sperm is alkaline. So originally, when her blood was fully alkaline, she was able to produce this life by herself. She was able to continue to do that. This is why now they keep acid in the food. They keep acid in the drinks that we drink. They keep acid to shut down the alkalinity inside of her body.
Right.
She was originally the life giver herself. It's tons of documentation to prove that. That this is why in the first stages of her pregnancy, her vaginal fluids are acid. That's why when after lovemaking, your semen runs out of her body. But in her second stage of her pregnancy, going through the menses, her acids turn to alkaline, but she now produces low levels of it. So now she goes to her other self, which is the other female part of her, which is you. So that's why they call the woman a fertile being. She's fertile. She's the life giver. And they would call the male a fertilizer. When you put fertilizer on grass, the fertilizer ain't producing grass. It's just giving back the grass certain components it already has. Because outside of that, the sperm does nothing. They find in the male sperm all X chromosomes in the male sperm.
Mitochondria.
They found all X chromosomes.
They found all X chromosomes in the sperm. And
all X chromosomes, that's again proved it's feminine. The sperm is feminine. Everything we deal with is based off the woman.
But this goes back to the question I asked earlier, and the only reason I keep repeating it is because it's going to take a while for our people to really fully grasp what this really is. We're all women.
That's it, no doubt.
All of us.
Even Shaka Khan said, I'm every woman. You know, we're all every woman. I was about to sing it. Got in the mood right there about to sing it on you.
I mean,
that is true.
I'm one of them manly men, though, so I love my women, but, you know, I kind of find it, you know, kind of hard. I'm going to kick it around a little bit.
Well, you know what, bro? You know what? When you hear truth for the first time, it is going to be kind of boat shaking, and that's what it's supposed to. It's supposed to jumpstart you. It's supposed to make you go back and do the research. It's supposed to make you say, wait a minute, hold on, I got to go see this for myself. Because if we don't shake you, if we don't get shaken by what you heard, you'll get contemplated and continue to go on with the cycles of continuing to believe in what the patriarchal system then taught us. It's been proven. You have tons of documentation. A good website to go on to help you is called tactology.com. It's on the website. It's posted. It's posted. They be called the sperm inside at www.factology, one word, .com.
All right.
And look these things up on the chromosomes. And look these up on the sperm invaders, how the male sperm is really a thorn in the female's body, and her body attacks it instantly because it's not supposed to be there.
The funny part about what you're saying is that I was sitting back watching Health Discovery Channel or something one night, and it was late. And you know how they have the mysterious diagnosis on there? And this one lady and her husband couldn't get pregnant. And every time they had sex, she would form blisters. And what they found out was she was allergic to her husband's sperm.
Mm-hmm.
Every time they had sex, her body would kill it off. And because it was on her skin, it would literally eat up her tissue down there. So they couldn't have sex without protection.
That's right. So it's out here. The thing is, we just want to direct our brothers and sisters to alternative information so they can see for themselves. And it's a list. It's tons of DVDs. Dr. Devil Blair, he did a lecture on the woman. He breaks that down. He did a lecture on the man. He breaks that down. We have our scholars that know these things and breaking down. Dual Pukram, you know. So it's out here. So what we're doing, we're just coming out now, putting those the information out to say, hey, you know, it's here. And again, I said before, if the woman is not what we've been brought up on to accept, why is there so much archaeological, medical evidence they've been hiding? They've been hiding all this.
Every time they go and find every time they go and find mummies or in archaeological digs, when they find these women, they find women. They never go back and find a real ancient man. I'm talking about
exactly.
Women.
No, well, it's always found bones of the woman.
Like that. And, right, it's always a woman. Or if it is a male,
no,
it's always
dinosaurs,
a child.
No dinosaurs, but women.
and if it is a male, it's always a child. It's never a grown male. The other thing that we got to look at, too, is when they find, when they dig these ancient burials and things up, which they shouldn't be fucking with in the first place, but when they dig our ancestral burials up, they find these little dolls and things. They call them dolls, and they call them fertility symbols. That was
exactly.
The fact that we were looked at as gods, so when they buried their deceased or when they buried their ancestors, they put a picture or a form of God with them. And
exactly.
That was always
so they
a staple of a woman. But they called them fertility
exactly.
Cards.
Exactly. And also, too, I like to say, too, it may come up, it may not come up. A lot of people may think that what we're talking about is a feminist movement. It's not. This was around way before any feminist movement was thought of. Our ancestors are the founders and architects that brought the teachings of the great goddess. They brought them everywhere. Everywhere you go, you will find her. Everywhere you go, you'll find, like Sitar was saying, the caskets they were buried in. They were buried with the goddess with them. They buried them with the Ankh because they understood that life, you came from the womb, and from the womb you must return, and from the womb you must come again. This is why even in your own home, your bed was called the womb. Because when you get in your bed, you curl up like that baby dog, like a fetus. The pillows was your mother's breast. Everything was mother. Earth, mother, heaven was the mother. Nature was mother. The original tongue was mother. And that was our God. Even when we were little, you could talk about me. You could talk about my daddy. But you say something about my mama, I'll hurt you.
I'm just laughing because I'm thinking back to when I was little. That caused fights. You say something about somebody's mama.
Oh, yeah. My what? My mama? Oh, dog. Hold my hat.
No, you did not say nothing about my mama. I'm going to have to whoop your ass, man. I'm going to have to.
No, so it's there. It's always been there. You can see even with the babies. You don't need a book. You can see children. You know, and if there was a connection to the child or the father, he or she has to be taught about him later. The child already knows who mama is. So if there was anything of a male makeup in this, the child will already know. So some would say, well, I got you, high priest, where a child say da-da. But in Jerome Massey's book, Natural Genesis, the word da-da meant breast. That if you take the letter D, a capital D, and turn it sideways and put a little dot, it represents the breast. But they still call for mama. Mama means breast. Da-da means breast. It's in our language. It's irrefutable. Ba-ba, da-da. Da-da came from the word ta-ta because the D and T are interchangeable. Ta-ta means the breast. In Hebrew languages, all languages, you find this. It's there. This hasn't been taught.
right. Brother, did you have any other questions or comments?
No, not at all. The brother explained himself quite well. Thank y'all, both of y'all, very much.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, bro. Appreciate you.
All right. Peace, all right. Blessings, and Black Power.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace. Wow. Okay. You touched on a little bit about the biology of how a female zygote or embryo turns into a male. So I want to touch on that, but first, I ran across a have you ever heard of Mama Zogby or Mommy Wata?
Yes, Mommy Wata, yes, I have.
Okay. Mama Zogby writes, she's written a book called The Sibyls, The First Prophetess of Mommy Wata, and in that book, she goes into a lot of the historical background as to how the Great Mother was taken out and just covered up, you know, her oracles, the different things she taught, covered up and taken by other, other people. So it's just ironic that some of the things you were touching on is also mentioned in that book. So I just wanted to ask you, had you ever heard of that particular book?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
And even that information goes back further. Even before what we call humans overthrew the Great Mother, this was also done in the celestial realm first. The gods overthrew her first. And this is how it got started. And we have some of our deities that people call on the day are part of what you call the demiurge that overthrew the Great Mother. This is where a lot of the lessons is coming from. Like in the Bible states we don't fight against flesh and blood, but principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. So that's a real good conversation. I'm sure we'll get into that one. It also goes on to the heavenly realm, high stars, because they always say what goes on in heaven goes on in earth, which is acting it out in a physical form, but it manifests also through the spirit.
All right. Okay. Let's go ahead and touch on, the biology part portion of it as to how the woman turns estrogen into androgen or testosterone and starts to produce a male baby and what goes on genetically and biologically with that that child, that embryo, so to speak.
Right. Well, a very good book on that I mentioned earlier was called The Wise Womb by Peter Redgrove and Penelope Shuttle. In that book, they show you that testosterone, androgen, estrogen, progesterone, all those come by way of the chemicals only through the mother. That the mother determined the sex of the child, not the father. He has no part in it. It's all by way of the mother. Everything of the makeup is through her. All the chemicals, all the things that we go through from the single cell and go through the stages, it's by way of the mother. It's right there. Now, that's a very good book, The Wise Womb by Peter Redgrove and Penelope Shuttle. I ask everyone to get a copy of that. It really goes into all that, the whole makeup of everything. Also, there's another book called Seven Daughters of Eve. I'm not sure of the author's name, but you have the title of the book. It's called The Seven Daughters of Eve. That gives a very wonderful history as well as how she produced the daughters and how life came into existence. Some very good scholarship out there, and that's why we use scholarship. So no one can say, well, this is someone's opinion, because we don't have opinions. You know, we're dealing with facts. Either you know or you don't know. And those of us that know, we know there's more to know. And those of us that don't know, we need to recognize we don't know. Stop fighting that we know and admit so that we can know and know more and learn more. Because when you start putting scholarship and documentation on people, they tend to not have a different concept. They tend to not to want to say anything else or leave you alone, you know. And that's what we have to do. We have to prove it. We have to prove it. Documentation, no more what you think or what you believe. Tell me what it is. Tell me what you know. because it's been proven. It's proven. It's out here. It's in our face every day. But we have not been made aware of it. No one said, hey, take a look at this. I remember when I first started teaching about the Divine Mother, how brothers would say, well, high priest, it has to be a balance. It's got to be Mother, Father, God. And I said, well, why wasn't you talking about the Mother before? You was just calling on the Father. Now that I talk about the Mother and put it in the right place, now it's got to be both. Well, in quantum physics, it says that two objects cannot contain the same space at the same time. One has to evolve and one has to devolve. And it's more natural that our creator will be a woman than a man. In Milton Pottinger's book called The Three Master Masons, written in 1916, he says in Masonry, when you get up to the 32nd degree, 33rd degree of Masonry, it is more natural to call God Mother than Father. Documented it. It's proven constantly, continually. All the secret societies have known this. All of the secret societies, all these different systems and organizations and groups have always known this truth. Even brothers who I know, when I talk to them, they'll pull me to the side and say, yeah, you're right. But, you know, you can't teach this yet because they're not ready. You got to make the people ready.
Right.
You know, you got to give them.
The funny part is a lot of the information that you're speaking about and a lot of the books that you're referring to, like I said, some of them I have, some of them are on my list to purchase. But a lot of this information is like you hear it for the first time, you're like, whoa, what in the hell? You know, you're just trying to, like, process it. And a lot of the information, you know, you thought about, you know, or I've seen myself, a lot of the information I've thought about, but I'm like, I don't know about that. Or I'll get a certain inclination like, you know, this would only make sense, but where's the paperwork on it? Where's the scientific evidence to support what I've been thinking?
It's here.
You know.
It's here. So it's been around all the time.
That the scholarship with some of the information that has been, you know, being spoken about and that nature. Now, I wanted you to touch on the actual, like, what happens to the genitals from male to female.
What happens to the genitals?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we know that in the female's body, her ovaries and her uterus is held up. It's up, representing evolution, representing the process of life, and it's within her body, which is most protected. In the male, now the ovaries, or the original name of it is testiculus, ovaryless testiculus, they drop down, it collapses, and it comes outside the body. Now, if you want to look at a difference, that's the only difference. Your organs are protected in the body. Our organs are outside of the body. Also, in the Bantam Medical Dictionary, they show a very good picture. I want to remember the page number, but it's in there. I'll call you back and give you the page number so that people can get the books. And you'll see the uterus sitting up. And then you see the male's organs collapse down. It's collapsation. So the male's prostate is actually up. Undeveloped womb that doesn't work. It's collapsed. There's a collapsion in it. So this is how we know and prove that the female is the generator of life, because everything of her body is held in the body, protected, and it's evolved, whereas the male's is completely collapsed.
Now, I'm only asking these questions because I know some people may not know this. What happens to the actual womb? So if we're going to say that the clitoris elongates on a male and that the ovaries drop and become the testicles, what happens to the womb, and what is that line between the male's penis and his testicles?
Okay. That's a very good question. On the male's penis, and most of us as young men always wanted this, if you take your finger and take it down the center of the shaft of the penis, you'll start feeling a long line that goes between the testicles all the way down to the anus. When you open that up completely, it resembles the womb of a woman, the uterus and everything. That's why when they cut the penis, they cut that seam. And Hilton Otima talks about that too in Great Red Dragon. They cut that seam, and where his testicle lies, they will open up as lips of the vagina. And that little line that goes all the way from the penis down to the anus is the prostate area. This is where the uterus of a male that doesn't work lies at. This is how they were able to prove that man was a female, or as they sometimes say, a degenerate woman, that he was a female, but he was a female that couldn't produce life.
All right.
So this is,
okay.
That's how they do that.
As I said, we're going to do a show in the future where we do go in detail on what we've touched on, but in more specifics about womb genetics and biology. So I want the listeners to make sure they watch out for that.
Now,
I have some people in the chat room and some new callers on the line that did not hear a specific part of our conversation tonight, so I'm going to ask this question again so that the new listeners will hear. Why is it that the black men within our conscious community, don't speak about the black woman being God and about this other information that you're also giving us tonight?
Okay. Well, as I stated before, majority of our leaders or teachers in our community don't teach about the woman. But there's several reasons. One, they really don't know. They really don't know. And then those that do know, they're under particular oaths and obligations through certain Masonic systems not to reveal truth to the people. And I also mentioned that most of our leaders have also been hand-picked or are paid off not to tell. They are helping in the cause of our suppression, especially the woman, you know. So these things, we have to change this in order for us to do better. I also did a DVD called Woman Savior of the World, and I proved you all kinds of documentation. I had videotapes on tape. I've had cassette tapes. I've had documentation to prove that they know who the woman is. Matter of fact, I did on the Woman Savior of the World, Minister Louis Farrakhan. He spoke of how a brother went to a meeting, and they were discussing world saviors. And a group of scholars said that by our study and research, we know now, we have proof that the white man and woman can't save the world. They also said we have proof that the Asian man and woman can't save the world. These are these secret societies. They said we also have proof that the black man can't even save the world. But if we're looking for a savior, we must look to the black woman. Hail Mary, full of grace. That came from the tape, How to Give Birth to a God, by Mr. Louis Farrakhan. So it's people out here know this. They know it. They know this. And that's why I also have others of our leadership to show that they known this. They have always known it. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that 75% of his work was with the woman. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that the mother is 75% value to the child, while the father was 25% value of a mother. I'll say that again. He said that the mother is 75% value to a child, and that the father was 25% of value of a mother. He also said that men don't judge civilization by another man. They look at your woman, because they know as a man you're ignorant. They know your woman is ignorant because she's the first teacher. These documentation is documented. It's there.
Now, the funny part about what you just said is that I did a show a while back called The Woman is the First Teacher. And on that show, I'm not going to mention who I was referring to. Most of my listeners already know who I was referring to if they heard the show, The Woman is the First Teacher. But
right.
I had to go in on a brother, one of the so-called scholars, that go out to our community and charge $3,000 to speak to our people. Okay, let me back up. I ain't even gonna go there. That
right,
go outside
right.
people charge, you know, whatever he charged to speak to our people, and this brother, this man said, and I have put his own words on the radio show so people would not think that I was lying, because it's better coming from the horse's mouth. He pretty much said women didn't do anything, men created writing, women are natural followers, they don't lead shit. And I'm like, whoa. Now, he did give some
other
information.
Well, we know that's not true.
Yeah. He did give some other
information. We definitely know that's not true.
The funny part about it is if you go to this brother's own website, this is the thing that bothers me the most. It's not necessarily that he speaks that way that bothers me the most. Now, it does bother me. But it'd be one thing if he didn't know the truth. The thing that really bothers me is on his site, he sells the same very books that you just fucking mentioned.
Exactly.
So he can't sit
and
there and think he don't know this shit. And now I'm
that's a very big problem.
And I've tried to hold my tongue for a minute, but that's what bothers me the most. He knows the truth and won't teach it to the people and have the nerve to charge $3,000 to talk to them about other shit, but won't tell them this. And he sells Hilton Hotema books on his site, so he knows this shit.
Exactly.
That means
but go back to
deliberately food. Misleading the people, deliberately misleading the people, and specifically deliberately telling the black woman she ain't shit.
Exactly. And we know that's not true. That's why, as I said, the ancestors and the great mother have charged me to come on out. Come on, baby, bring this out so that those that's already in the know of me can come out too. And we can do this together. And also, too, to prove what you were just talking about, that the woman didn't do this and that, there were no men on the planet at one time. Even in Robert Temple's book, The Serious Mystery, he talks about the Sirius star system. And I did a class called The Women Are Sirius. And it shows that the star system Sirius was called the Star of Women. And I went back and showed the original star system of Sirius was nothing but the woman's ovary, where all her eggs are female, already there with her. Every female child is born with her eggs, medical books. These writings, astrology, architecture, geography, was taught by the woman. So when man came here, these systems was already in existence. That's how he learned it from her. He learned language from his mother. It was the ancient mothers who taught their sons. Brother Hakeem Bey had a title of a book called Zodiacus that Brother Seaford Manil also mentioned. And it states that the Moabite nation had no mystic god doctrine contrary to the woman. That Zodiacus, the mother, taught her male offspring the secrets of Zodiacus, which is herself. So it's tons of documentation to prove that. Mathematics means mother wisdom. Language is learned in the uterus. So how can someone say that the men are founders of this when we learn language in the womb? We learn music in the womb from our mother's heartbeat. We learn all these things from our mothers. So it's proof out here. So whatever the individual said, now you know people can go and research for themselves and wait for themselves what is the truth and what is not.
That's what I think is the most important thing. I think within this consciousness movement, we have lost. We look at other people and call them sleep, and we say that these other people are not conscious, they're not aware, and they're asleep, and they're still in the matrix. But yet within this own movement, there are people who we're followers, in other words. We lack to use critical thinking skills. It's like, I need somebody else to do my research for me and tell me what to read. No, you go find it out for yourself. A lot of people have questions.
Oh, that too.
You know, go research it for yourself. There's nothing wrong with asking other people for books, but don't go clinging on to everything I say, everything Brother Hapri say, everything anybody else says. You have to go find this information and research it for yourself and come to your own conclusion.
And when you find it, you'll never be the same again.
Telling you exactly.
That's right.
That's the biggest thing, and that's why I'm trying to, you know, bring in people that can present information to people and allow people to come up with their own conclusion based off of what the resources that they have. You know, we get a lot of information spiritually, but then you also have scholarship that goes with that to verify, you know, those things that we get. So, people, please use your brain. You know, I'm not trying to call anybody dumb. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is do not cling on to every word anybody says, and that includes me.
That's right.
Because I have to find my truth. My truth may not be yours. So I'm just
sharing what the Bible tells us to prove all things.
I'm sorry.
That's right. The scriptures even tell us to prove all things.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says study thyself approve. Study for yourself approve. A workman not being ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. These things are in the text that our ancestors have left. Yes.
All right, family. We have about 5 minutes remaining. Trying to see if there were, I do see a hand up on a switchboard. Let's see here. 5 minutes remaining. I want to thank everyone who came out. There's quite a few people in the chat room, so thanks to everyone who came out to listen to the show and to learn some of this information we're sharing. This brother would definitely be back onto the show. definitely. And thank you for coming onto the show and for doing what you're doing, sharing this information that we are discussing tonight.
Well, thank you for inviting me. Also, to I have classes here in Chicago for any of the viewers and listeners that's here in Chicago that like to come out and learn more. We have classes on Mondays, Tuesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. I'm located at 714 South Independence. So if anyone wants to know more that's in the Chicagoland area, I'm also getting ready to have set up a conference call number, and I'll be giving it out to so that anyone around any other cities would like to come into classes and hear what we're talking about, get scholarship documentation, you're welcome to it.
All right. All right. We have about 3 minutes remaining. Let me see if I can get to this caller before we cut off of the live stream. Caller from area code 773, could you let us know who you are and what your comment or question is?
This is Moshe, Chaos Naga, Chaos Queen.
Peace, God. How are you?
I'm great. I just made sure I called back in after I left the circle. But I want to say very, very pertinent event that just went down here. And I like to say a lot of our people are stuck in that Bible, but like you said, we don't see stuff for ourselves. I mean, in Acts 19:27 says all around the world the goddess Diana Artemis was worshipped. In Jeremiah 44:15-19, it says what happened when we left the goddess, then all famine and all pain and suffering started happening. So in Proverbs chapter 8, it says Sophia was here before God came in the midst.
I
appreciate you, sister, and God and everybody there that's listening.
Appreciate you, too. Thank you.
Thank you for putting the videos up on YouTube.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my honor.
It comes
through spirit.
Thank you for sure, because if it wasn't for some of those videos on YouTube, you know, some of this information may not be getting out, and I probably wouldn't have ran across that video, you know. So definitely, everyone who's speaking these truths and sharing this information, we need to connect. Because there's a lot of us out here. There's brothers down in Charlotte, North Carolina. There are people all over with this information. It's just we're not connected. So thank you. Thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you.
I thank you, and I thank you, too, again, Brother Floyd, because if, like sister was just saying, had not you done that, this information would not have been able to get out, and I appreciate you.
Oh, most definitely, and chaos is the original peace. So, peace,
yes,
everyone,
peace,
out there listening.
Everything came from out of chaos.
Exactly.
All right. Well, High Priest, I will speak with you very soon. And
okay.
Peace and blessings to everyone.
And I just want to thank everyone that called in with your questions and your comments. I thank you very much, and looking forward to coming back real soon.
All right, brother.
All right.
Peace.
Peace.
All right, fam. I hope everyone enjoyed the show today and the information we shared. And I know this information we're discussing is going to be discussed for a minute. I'm pretty sure this show is probably going to be downloaded, and I'm pretty sure I might get some emails, but it is what it is. So I'm going to play a song right quick and head on out, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Peace.
In the house. time for y'all to open your big fat mouth and sing.
Do you reason for me? Do you reason for me?
Let
me.
Don't be scared. Say, come on. Come on. It's all right. Say, it's okay. Look your brother right in the face. It's cool. Talking about loving you. Brothers, give your sisters a hand. They still yours. Brothers, I say bye-bye. Woo! It's time for you to open your big fat mouth too and sing. Do you remember me? Love me too. This album has been out for a little over a year. Came out July 18, 2000. So far, so good. Can't complain one little bit.